Welcome to Rady Us, our University of Manitoba Rady Faculty of Health Sciences monthly podcast, where you get to catch up on the headlines from the past month and meet our faculty, staff, and learners making news. We'll also be engaging with our Rady community beyond our UM campuses, so be sure to listen for alumni and partner voices too. I'm Jonathan Wilson from the Rady Faculty Communications and Marketing team. The roundup for the month of August 2024 includes stories about the largest class to join medical school at UM, a newly funded dementia care study, recent discoveries in the treatment of pediatric cancers, and more.
The health and well-being of my patient will be my first consideration. I will respect the autonomy and dignity of my patient. I will maintain the utmost respect for human life. I will not.
That's the sound of Manitoba's newest medical students reciting the physician's pledge at the ceremony on August 21st. At the event on the Bannatyne campus, the Max Rady College of Medicine welcomed the largest class in its history, 140 students. The future doctors received their first white coats and heard an inspiring speech by Dr. Harvey Max Chachinov, an expert on dignity in healthcare. The diversity of the class reflects the college's commitment to representing the Manitoba population in its student body. Antonina Kanduran is one of the 14 Indigenous students in the class. The Cree student from Churchill told CTV News that she wants to provide culturally safe care to Northern Indigenous patients.
Everybody deserves to feel safe when they're accessing healthcare as a basic necessity. And I think that's something that's very often overlooked in small, remote Indigenous communities and something that needs change.
The Canadian Institutes of Health Research recently funded a three-year study from the College of Nursing to support communication and decision-making for family caregivers of people living with dementia. The study, titled Moving Upstream, Integrating a Palliative Approach into Dementia Care, will involve up to 8 long-term care homes in New Brunswick, Ontario, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan, as well as Alzheimer's Society's members in those provinces and Alberta. Dr. Genevieve Thompson leads the study, which she says will ensure early conversations about the nature and progression of dementia, defining essential decision-making points and discussions about changing care needs as the disease progresses. Thompson says that within the long-term care environment, these discussions often occur late, both in terms of the stage of illness and proximity to death.
We often think of it as just a brain disease, but as you know, the brain controls all our functions, but we tend to just think of it as a memory loss or memory changes, but there's a whole host of other things that go along with it, and they're fairly predictable. Okay. For most people, can anticipate to experiences changes with swallowing, the ability to get up and walk really changes. So we just want to prepare people better for some of those things that are going to happen.
The study builds upon the Strengthening Palliative Approach to Care in Long-Term Care, or SPALTC, program, a national initiative led by Dr. Sharon Kasalainen at McMaster University and a team of 4 researchers, including Thompson, who hopes the program will be picked up nationally following the 3-year study. A new study in Nature Cell Biology offers hope for treating medulloblastoma, the most common pediatric brain cancer, with fewer side effects. Led by Dr. Brad Doble of the Max Rady College of Medicine, in collaboration with researchers from Baylor College of Medicine, the study focuses on group 3 medulloblastoma, which has a low 5-year survival rate despite aggressive treatment. The team discovered that the protein OTX2, which plays a key role in tumor growth, regulates RNA splicing in a way that promotes cancer. By targeting this pathway, they successfully reduced tumor size in mice.
Better understanding the details of how these different tumors form, we want to develop targeted therapies that are specific for each type so that we don't have to use kind of like the broad whole brain irradiation and whole spinal cord irradiation with the really toxic chemotherapies that are currently used. So this is kind of like one step, developing a more targeted therapy.
Over the last year, Adam Brandt, a master's student in the College of Nursing, has received several awards for their research regarding the experiences of 2SLGBTQIA+ nurses, including the Rady Faculty Dean's Prize, and most recently, a Research Manitoba Training Award. Brandt, who identifies as queer, grew up on a farm outside of Bloom Nort, Manitoba, with a passion for arts and photography. He spent a few years working as a healthcare aide and was inspired by the nurses he worked with and his older sister to enter the nursing profession. He worked for 3 years in emergency nursing in Winnipeg before deciding to pursue graduate studies. He joined the master's program in 2021 with a focus on its clinical stream and continues to work part-time as an emergency nurse. Brandt received $20,000 in funding from Research Manitoba for a study that looks at the lived experiences of nurses who identify as 2SLGBTQIA+ in Winnipeg. He said the study was inspired by his own experiences working as a nurse, witnessing homophobia, transphobia, heteronormativity, and cisnormativity.
So in grad school, I worked on a project looking at the history of queer and trans nurses within the nursing profession. And it felt like I was uncovering this unwritten history or this rich history about queer and trans nurses within the profession that I hadn't known about before. So I think listening to the experiences of nurses who are 2SLGBTQIA+ will have really meaningful implications for why we need increased diversity within the nursing profession.
In the future, Brandt said they would like to work as a clinical nurse specialist specifically for 2SLGBTQIA+ patients, or possibly continue into doctoral studies. An innovative partnership of academics, community leaders, and provincial government staff is conducting research that aims to change policy to improve the lives of Manitobans. The Social Policy Evaluation Collaborative Team Research at Universities in Manitoba, known as Spectrum, brings together partners to help solve complex social policy challenges. The group was recently awarded $2.5 million over 7 years from the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council to continue to build the collective that was launched in 2019. Dr. Marnie Brownell, director of Spectrum and a professor of community health sciences at the Max Rady College of Medicine, said the initiative's mission is to make Manitoba a better and more equal society.
You know, what we're trying to do is to produce really impactful evidence, rigorous evidence, mm-hmm. that can change policy and practice.
Spectrum is currently focusing its research on the areas of child and family services, basic income, mental health and addictions, and housing and homelessness. Each research project will start by using the Manitoba Center for Health Policy's world-class Manitoba Population Research Data Repository, and then the studies will branch off in other directions. An international clinical trial based at UM has received nearly $7 million in federal funding. Researchers will study the impact of treating hospitalized pneumonia patients with a steroid drug called dexamethasone, in addition to antibiotics. Several thousand patients in Canada, the US, and Brazil are expected to participate in the trial. The researchers say establishing a large network of testing sites at Canadian hospitals will also help scientists test treatments for other diseases in the future. The project is co-led by Dr. Ryan Zarachansky, professor of internal medicine at the Max Rady College of Medicine. He spoke with CTV News.
This is the largest international clinical trial we've ever organized out of the University of Manitoba and the Center for Healthcare Innovation. And not only are we going to be testing therapies in a disease that is the second most common cause of hospital admission around the world, but we're going to be creating infrastructure across Canada that will last generations to come so we can test new therapies for emerging infectious diseases, including pneumonia.
Thanks for joining us today. That's our show. Please send us any ideas and feedback to radymarketing@umanitoba.ca. Read more about this episode's stories by reading the show notes or visiting our UM Today Rady Network news site at news.umanitoba.ca/network/Rady Faculty of Health Sciences.